This letter was written by Z. Charnot on Thursday, October the 20th, 1992, to George Allen of Premier Technologies International Limited, 1 Park Center, 1333 West 120th Ave, Denver, Colorado, USA, 80234. Dear George, thank you for sending the array of information on Premier Technologies, and in particular ProTrace 2. We find the data to be quite thoughtfully selected. We have already transmitted a photocopy of ProTrace 2 to Bell Canada via one contact we have. The overview is especially relevant. We observe the cancellation of the term patent pending and the stipulation of the patent number on the owner's manual. We would like to obtain a copy of the patent number 5027074 and review the 20 claims, noting how many independent claims there are versus dependent claims especially. Has a Canadian patent been filed? Have other foreign patents been filed? Are Gordon L. Smith and or Thomas M. Walters receptive to the intellectual properties management strategies I briefly described on the telephone? For example, the double tax treaty, royalty to offshore banking houses, mechanism for coping with currency exchange controls, etc. The scale of our role and the nature of our function and relationship matters enormously in even taking an initial step. We would propose a pattern of foreign patent filing. We would propose forming a Dutch corporation which has the foreign licensing functions. We would propose a Dutch Antilles foreign patent ownership. The Dutch Antilles Corporation would license the Dutch corporation with a right to sublicense. We would propose different levels of licensing based upon fields of interest and territories of interest. We would propose licensees have definite capacities to market the products, for example, staff, capital, know-how, relationships, etc., which capacities are directly related to kinds and degrees of exclusivity. You may choose to simply retain domain as international and intellectual properties planners and strategists. We would entertain initiating this relationship with a payment form of no more than a demonstration kit and minor inventory and a stated territory of exclusivity. We would be pleased to use our patent lawyers, right out and maybe, to assist you with Canadian patents. We would suggest G.F. Redfern's in England for European and other international patents. They serve Siemens in Europe. Do you have a Canadian or European distribution yet? One of our directors, Professor Kiyoshi Izumi, is Japanese. Understanding the global context is quite important. We note you intend to have sales of $100 million outside of the United States by 1997. There are zero growth directives in place in such countries as Italy. These are the kinds of factors which need to be taken into account in preventing ineffective and inefficient international marketing campaigns. Don't go into Japan until late in your program. Switzerland has a disproportionate impact on international development. We are well known in such countries as Denmark, Sweden, Norway, Finland, and Holland. We know Philips in Eindhoven and their Luxembourg-based ownership. We have excellent connections in France and in Belgium. I won't commence any discussion regarding Russia, Ukraine, Poland, etc. Accountants are valid scorekeepers. Lawyers are fine referees. However, neither are necessarily capable of knowing how to make the goals. We work at knowing how to make the goals. $100 million in sales is not a goal. We must look at the cost of generating those sales. We must look at the quality of the relationships which are generated, the posture of the marketing network in world affairs, the reputation generated as an asset for subsequent product distribution, etc. We offer these fewest hints at our abilities and our orientation. Perhaps we are not the kind of organization you want. If, however, we are, we look forward to the next exchange. Kind regards, Zira Z. P. Charnot, President.